The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, interruptions. They're aggravating. What do you do when your plans just don't seem to work? Join us as Bible teacher Priscilla Shirer provides biblical guidance to navigate the unexpected.
He really does have something up his sleeve for our lives we cannot even begin to imagine. And sometimes it does come in the form of a life that is interrupted because our plans, they're not his plans.
Life Interrupted, next on Life Today.
For joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty, and this is James.
And you know, Betty is my favorite person, and our children are wonderful, and our guests that we have are wonderful. Sometimes there's a family, and sometimes they're just some individuals in leadership in what I call very high impact inspirational roles. Dr. Tony Evans is one of those wonderful people. I find myself praying this frequently. God, let the nation hear Dr. Evans, what you put in his heart. I pray that. And he's got a wonderful family. Wife Lois, he's got a son that's quite a singer, Anthony, and they got just wonderful children. They got a daughter here that's with us that is, you know, she wrote The Resolution of Women. She's written a lot of great books. And then she's written this one, Life Interrupted, Navigating the Unexpected. And I think probably Lois and Tony both would say they're thrilled that their children love God, but maybe blessed beyond measure that there's a gifting that's so remarkable. And it's got to be exciting to them. Well, Priscilla's been really greatly used. I just talked to Beth Moore about her yesterday. And she said, oh, I just love her. She's so awesome. It's why I love to do stuff with her. You can't imagine Beth being excited like that, can you? You know, it's just, you know, you can just hear it, Beth. You know, you're blonder than I ought to be, as blonde as I pay to be. And she's just so fun. But she's talking about Priscilla and how gifted and anointed she is. Welcome, Priscilla Shirer, to Life Today. Isn't Beth fun?
It's so much fun.
She, and I'm glad y'all do stuff together, you know. She tells me that you all just have a fun.
We have a blast together, and the Lord has really given her to me as a gift. She's a friend and a mentor. You know, it's great to have women in your lives that in your life that are just one step ahead of you in the raising of their children and in marriage and in ministry. So she's given me lots of wise counsel and put me in my place many a time. I'll tell you that.
You may want to reference the resolution for women. And talk about some of life's interruptions. I really want you to tell us and our viewers all over the world what's on your heart. What do you believe people need to hear? Not just women, but just God's people.
Well, I think they need to know specifically, the Lord has been reminding me through the prophet Jonah's life that when he calls us in a different direction than the direction that we had planned for ourselves, that it really will be better than the one we had planned. That he really does have something up his sleeve for our lives we cannot even begin to imagine. And sometimes it does come in the form of a life that is interrupted because our plans, they're not his plans. Our ways, they're not his ways. Our thoughts, they just are not his thoughts. But if we'll go with him, that we will experience a supernatural ripple effect in our lives and in the lives of the people we love that will be completely staggering and stunning.
Well, that's what I'm going through right now. And you've heard me talking a little bit about it. I mean, I'm going through a situation where the Lord has really assigned me to focus on the church, to get the church to come to attention. What I'm saying, if I wanted to pull it down in a succinct sentence, is I'm seeking to inspire the believers to first fall on their face before God, me included, and then stand on our feet for God. Mm. I think we've been pablum-fed little church folks sitting around at ease in Zion, waiting for someone to feed us rather than becoming strong in the Lord, strong in the Word, people resolved, people determined, people committed to pursue life and share life and pierce the darkness. So that's a message to the church, but also to call a nation that once understood the importance of God coming back to God. And I'm going to do that. And all hell will not stop me. I'm going to do it.
I believe that.
Okay.
I believe that.
I'm going to do it. I'm determined to do it. And you know what I'm praying? I'm just praying people would just sit there and say, well, why don't you just sit there and be nice, sad, weeping James, and be nice. I'm still weeping. I'm sad. I'm brokenhearted, but I'm determined. We do not have to give our families, our children, and our future to the powers of darkness and deception.
It's true.
Y'all make my point. I'm okay. I got resolve. Is that all right?
That's all right. Yes. It's a beautiful thing.
I and I've been interrupted. See, because I could be sitting in a rocker on my own. Don't you understand me? Me and Betty could just be sitting back and taking it easy and enjoying our grandkids and let you and Beth do
it. Well, I tell you, we are all the better for you having that kind of resolve and determination that the Lord has placed in you.
Thank you. You pray for me because our life's been turned right side up, upside down, whatever you want to call it, but we're going to follow the Lord.
When you talk about life interrupted, is that coming out of your comfort zone, so to speak? Because
Absolutely.
That's a pretty neat place to be, your comfort zone.
Yes, and
I
think
it's just that God says, hey, I've got a different direction.
Absolutely. And it's happened probably in all of our lives in one form or another. And by the way, the interruptions aren't necessarily just negative things. Mm-hmm. They can be actually His gifts to us. That really just require a lifestyle modification to enjoy the gift that He's given. And so if we're not willing to kind of modify our plans and the way we've been thinking and what we had as the ideal situation in our estimation of what the future would look like for our lives, we won't shift that like Jonah. He was unwilling to shift it, so he ran in the opposite direction. And we don't run necessarily physically, but sometimes we just run in our attitude. Yeah. We're there, but we're not really there.
Yeah.
You know, we're going through the motions, but we're not really fully engaging and being fully obedient internally to what God has asked of us. So we're internal runners.
We got people sitting and watching us all over the world, in Australia, in the United Kingdom, in Canada, all over the U.S. And I could imagine that you would ask, well, what would an interruption be? Let's say a divine interruption. How might that play out? What might that look like? That would be an important interruption that would be meaningful. I mean, is it how I respond to something that's upset it or rocked the boat? I mean, what would you say to the person that's asking, how should I be affected by the kind of interruption you're talking about? Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm sitting here, I'm saying, Priscilla, how do I find my way or God's way in my life? Have you got some suggestions?
Absolutely. It is just to prayerfully consider what it is that I'm seeing before me. Is the Lord allowing me to see that this circumstance, this situation that has entered into my life, this is not just coincidence, but the hand of God is upon it in some way, where you can begin to see the activity of God behind the scenes, you know, where you look back and you see that His handiwork is a part of this. His footprints are all over it. When we see the hand and the work of God, it's our invitation to jump in, to join Him in what it is that He has planned. And when we're willing to do that, again, like the prophet Jonah, we get to experience something that scholars say the likes of which we've never seen again, and that is the revival that shook Nineveh from, you know, the top all the way down to the
and
bottom.
And I'm praying for that, and I don't want to take that ride in the belly of a fish.
No, that's right.
I just want God to say, do it. Now, I want you to give, because I know you talk about it in your book, but give us some examples of some interruptions that you've experienced that might not have even seemed pleasant, but you saw them work.
Absolutely.
All things work for good.
Yeah. You know, there were many of them. One of them that's most notable right now while we're sitting here on a television program is that ministry for me is not really what I had planned for my life. It really wasn't the plan. I had grown up a pastor's kid, and when you're a pastor's kid, you are the illustrations. And so I'd had enough of that.
And wife too.
Yes. So I had decided that I would do something different. And my dad kind of even helped to steer me into communications and just television. I thought I'd be a news anchor. And so I went to school for that. And I was willing to go to Podunk, Nevada and start and, you know, pay my dues there in journalism. And the Lord just began to redirect my attention. And one of the ways He did that was that even right out of college, I was hired on some on-air positions on television. And one by one, these very successful shows all got canceled right after they hired me. It was just one by one, within a year of them hiring me, the shows got canceled. And so my self-esteem was completely shot. I thought, you know, here I was, young 20s, thinking I was going to be something. And there was just nothing really successful happening. And I remember the very first time that I had an opportunity with Lifeway Christian Resources. They said, we want to do some Bible study series. And this is years later. But I remember the very first time and I stood in front of that camera, those three cameras, and the producer was trying to just give me direction on how to minister to women through the cameras for the Bible study series. And of course, I was very familiar with every single nuance of creating that Bible study series because of the training ground of what had been a humongous disappointment in my life. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, I remember, even right before I gave that first message, I remember the Lord saying to me, Priscilla, all that was not a waste of time. Even in the disappointment, it was training ground for what I had for you in the future. And so when we can lean in, even during the disappointing times, and realize that that is all training ground, that God has made it in such a way, miraculously, where all things somehow work together for our good. It doesn't mean all things are good. It just means they're working together, that he's putting them together like all the ingredients of a cake that go into a bowl that you mix up all together. We wouldn't necessarily eat a spoonful of flour or a spoonful of baking soda or, we might have a spoonful of sugar, but we wouldn't necessarily eat all those things. But you put those things in the oven and you have a chef watching over it so that at just the right time it comes out. And then all of a sudden, what was just loose ingredients, now it's all put together into a package that is good.
Yeah.
This is what God does with our lives. Yeah. He takes the good, the bad, the ugly, the frustrating, the disappointing. He puts them all together, and he whips them up by the power of the Holy Spirit. And yes, sometimes he puts it in the fire of trial for just a little while. But like any good master chef, he takes it out at just the right time. And then our lives are ready to be served to a lost and dying world that needs to know that our God is good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, this is a rearranging of, let's say, your direction in your career. But what about a rude interruption? What about something that just really rocked your boat, not just necessarily redirected your steps, like in what you're going to do, career or so forth, but rocked you?
You know, with our children, Jerry and I, we have been married now going on 13 years. We have three boys. But even before our first son was born, we found out that I was pregnant, that we were going to be having our first child, and we were fairly newly married in those first 3 years. We had not planned it, and so it was very much a surprise to all of us, to us. And we were just kind of settling into the idea and getting used to it when I found out that we would not be having that baby, that I lost that baby, and so we had a miscarriage, and it was a complete disappointment to us. It shocked us, and we didn't know. The doctor was not able to pinpoint why. So we were not real clear on whether or not this was going to continue to be a problem. We were very uncertain about how all that was going to play out, and it was completely devastating to us. And so there was a huge interruption in our lives that really took us a while to emotionally kind of get over that. But then when the Lord redirected me even to the prophet Jonah in the writing of this book, it was, I guess, 8 years later when I was surprisingly pregnant again with a third child. We had already had our first two, and we had kind of packed up the baby making business, and we had given away every last piece of baby paraphernalia we had in the house, and then there I was, pregnant with that third baby, and we still don't know how he got here. And I named him Jude, because that's as close as I could get to Revelation. It's true. And so even on both sides of the spectrum, with something that was so disappointing and then something that really is a gift and yet required lifestyle modification in our minds and our hearts and our circumstances to prepare for that, I've seen the Lord interrupt my plans and in each situation show me that even though we might not understand on this side of heaven, we might not ever get why to some of those disappointing things, we can see that God has a plan through it all and that He really does restore back to us everything that the enemy has tried to take away.
The point I'd like for people to get through this, with even the pain, there was the joy of the Lord that was overriding the interruption. Mm-hmm. Even when you got redirected in what you thought you were going to do and found that it wasn't there, there's still this trust factor out here coming out of you. I don't understand it. It's an interruption. And this is the thing, I really help me with this, Priscilla, but I'm looking here and I'm wondering if when these things happen, you don't understand, why is it so difficult for you to reach up and get this joy and this strength in this trial? Can you address that? Why does it seem to be so difficult?
Well, because we're humans. And in our fallen flesh, we still have the tendency to not be fully reminded consistently on a daily basis, reminded of the greatness of our God and that He is desirous of a relationship with us that invades the regular rhythms of our everyday living, that he is not so high and removed from our daily circumstances, that he cares about everything that concerns us. And sometimes we do forget that. We do, and the enemy would have us forget that. But we either have to decide that we believe that he is who he says he is, and that he can accomplish what he says he can accomplish in our life, and that he loves us with an everlasting love that cannot be shaken no matter what our circumstances appear. We either believe it or we don't, because the reality is, Jesus said, John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble. You don't have to go looking for the trouble. You just keep living, and the trouble just comes and finds
you.
That's
right.
And so you just have to, in this world, believe that he still is God and that he's still seated on the throne, no matter what the economy looks like, no matter what your circumstances in your family dynamics, no matter what kind of turn they have taken, that God really still is seated on the throne and that he really does love you. And so I've tried to, through Life Interrupted, I've tried to redefine life interruptions and say and remind people that they really are divine interventions. They are the privilege of God's people, that we get to see that life interruptions are not happenstance, that they are his golden sealed invitation, giving us an opportunity to get off of our plan, which might be good, but to get on with his plan, which is so much better than anything we could have mapped out to begin.
See, at every sentence I'm hearing coming, and this is it. We know without faith, it's impossible to please God. And when you come to God, you got to believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So there is something that must spring up. Believe God, no matter where you are, no matter what you feel. He is bigger. Father, I'm asking you to impart the gift of faith. And I'm asking you to lift people up to put their eyes on you and to see that you are the one who lifts our head and who will lift us up out of a pit and establish our feet on a solid foundation. God, lift up the heavy heart and those who feel like everything has been interrupted in a catastrophic fashion. Mm. Show them that it is, in fact, divine intervention and you are the miracle-working God. And I ask you to help them to fix their eyes on Jesus. I invite you to respond to his invitation to look to him, to get in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, to let the Lord be your shepherd. He will care for you in the valley of the shadow of death. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies and accusers. He is the one who enables you to overcome. Priscilla, thank you for sharing. Would you say to Priscilla Shower how much you appreciate her? Thank you. Let me just tell you that there is the book, The Resolution for Women. Here is Life Interrupted. There is Priscilla's website. You may want to go there and say, you know what? She may have a teaching. She may have something that would help me. And I'll tell you, she would tell you right point blank. Getting in the Word and getting the Word in you is what enables you to see the divine intervention in those awful interruptions. And let him redirect your steps. So she'll help you. There you can see on her website, her schedule, where she's going to be teaching. You may say, we wanted to come to our area. And I just prayed with her tonight. Be careful with your schedule. Everybody can tell you where you need to be. But you may say, you know what? We're really praying about it. And you could communicate with her. You communicate with her on a website. Again, say thanks to Priscilla for being with us. If you tell Mom and Dad, Anthony and all the family, we said hello.
I will.
Now, I want you to do something, please. I want you to refocus your attention where if you ever saw in your own life a need for someone to reach out and assist you and you longed for it, I want you to identify with these you're about to see. I want you to listen to the heart of a child in behalf of children. This is simply the truth. And you can make the difference in these situations. Watch it and listen.
I have always known hunger. It was in my village before I was born. There have been times me and my brother have gone days without eating. One time it was so bad in my village that many children died because there was nothing to eat. When it does not rain, our crops dry up and turn to dust. Sometimes we can't grow our food because of soldiers fighting. At night, the pain of hunger would not let me sleep. I try to listen in school, but my stomach is empty and my head feels very dizzy. I sometimes think hunger is just a bad dream, but it never goes away. Hunger doesn't care how young you are. It will follow you until you are in your grave. My little brother died because he didn't have enough food. I hope I can eat tomorrow.
That is a little African girl that made her way over here, whose voice you heard. For 25 years, Betty and I have undergirded with your help, and only with your help. Betty and I, we are among the most faithful, determined givers in all of Life Outreach's ministries, because it's a joy to us. But we've given our time, our lives, and our due diligence to just try to rescue those children because they're precious. You hear that little girl? My brother died. That's just typical. We've saved millions of children's lives. We. That's you. That's all of us. By putting our hands together and putting God's hands of love out. I'm asking you, please, this is in the last days now of our mission feeding emphasis. Twice a year we come to you and say, would you give so we can feed for the next month? So basically we feed for 6 months. And when we first started, a gift of $30 would feed 3 children 6 months. Now it only feeds them 3. And what Betty and I do that you don't even know, we just keep raising funds, kind of behind the scenes. But the majority of the funds for the whole year comes twice a year. And these requests, and Betty, there's some crisis going on right now in Somalia that's very dangerous. Hundreds of thousands will die. And the missionaries are saying, it's pretty tedious. It'll be pretty expensive to make some adjustments. And we like to say, go ahead and make them. Our viewers will supply the need. So that's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to race to the phone, to put arms of love and to give help and food to those children that you just heard referenced. Because there's hundreds of thousands of them, but you need to see them as one child or 2 or 3. Or 5 or 10 that you'll say we'll take. So I'm asking you to dial the number. Now listen to the numbers here. When you dial that number, $100 we can feed 10 children for the next months. 50 we can feed 5. 30 we can feed 3. Do not say, well, I don't have much. It's much to those children. So do what you can. If it's 3 kids, then maybe a little girl's brother wouldn't die. They wouldn't be waiting. Hoping, but no hope, no help. We are the hope and the help. We offer it, and we do it because we tell them God put that love in our heart. And we would love them and help them if we were not even allowed to talk to them, because we would show them love. So would you dial the number? Would you take your bank card? Listen, if you could give $1,000, that'll feed 100 kids. We need that. But many of you could give 100, maybe the best $100 you ever give. And it'll take care of 10 children for the next months. 50 or 30, 5 or 3. We've got some beautiful gifts to send you. Beth Moore's book, Teaching the Life That Overcomes, the 90-Day Bible, help you get in the Word, the beautiful art piece, the Father's love, literally the hands of the Father. Would you please be His hands? Make the largest gift you can. You want to go online, lifetoday.org. You write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. Please do it. If you should get a busy, be determined. Please be determined and get through and make the difference. Thank you for doing it.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
Let me just remind you, we want to send you, when we know you're not asking for a gift, we're asking you to make a gift to give life. We want to give you a gift of life, The Life That Overcomes, Beth Moore. These are teachings that she's done right here on Life Today. The Bible in 90 days be a tremendous blessing to you. We're sending it to say thank you and to help you in your journey. And then let me remind you, Life Interrupted is in the bookstores by Priscilla Shira, and The Resolution for Women. These are great books. And there again, you can find her website. You go on Life Today and get more information about Priscilla and how you might communicate, perhaps even see her come to your area or you attend one of the wonderful seminars. Say thanks to Priscilla again. Priscilla, please give our love to your family. We love you. You come anytime, all right? Not far to come over here. You don't even have to travel far. You can just talk to people all over the world. Thank all of you. Hey, thank you. Thanks for your help. Thanks for your friendship. Everyone is rightly concerned about who will lead our nation, who will fill the various offices. I've written a commentary that I believe God put on my heart. It's critically important. It's titled, What Not Who. We must understand the what to find the right who and insist the right what is done. Go to the website, get a copy, and pass it on.
I thought, Lord, that's what I'm in. I'm in me some constant suspense, and it's wearing on me. It by itself can become a storm.
Beth Moore, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.